Joining us on the line from Germany is Heinrich Grossbondgart, German aviation expert with expertise who provide crisis communications to airlines. We thank you for your time, Heinrich. Do you have any idea about why this plane would have taken 8 hours to descend to the 8 minutes to descend to the crash site, but not make any distress call?
A distress call is certainly not the first thing a pilot would do. The first thing is to fly the airplane and to manage the situation to get out of the trouble. So it's no wonder that they didn't make a distress call. But the overall circumstances of this crash are quite unusual.
Unusual, I guess, in part, Heinrich, because the plane was cruising at the time that it got into trouble and was in benign weather.
Exactly. The cruising phase of a flight is the phase with the least risk. Airplane accidents, severe accidents, usually happen when an airplane is taking off or shortly afterwards, or while an airplane is approaching an airfield.
Because of all these factors, Heinrich, do you suspect there might be foul play, possibly?
Nothing can be ruled out at the moment, but I think it's the least probable cause. I think at the end of the day, we might see some technical things, whatever it might be.
Is Germanwings the budget subsidiary of Lufthansa?
Germanwings is the budget subsidiary of Lufthansa. They have 20 A320s right now. The airplanes are maintained by Lufthansa Technik. The pilots have been trained by Lufthansa, so everything has a very high standard.
Okay, they already have the black box flight recorder, and I know that your Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that there is no speculation about what has gone wrong. Are there people with an opinion in European media about what might possibly have gone wrong with this plane?
No, there are only few speculations. One I've heard is that the fuselage might have lost pressure, but in fact there is no real indication of that. It's all speculation at the moment, and we have to wait until we get the first data from the flight data recorder.
How long is that likely to take, Heinrich, before we know what was in the black box?
I think as long as the flight data recorder has not been damaged, it will be maximum 2 or 3 days before we see the first data. But, of course, the total accident investigation will take a year or so.
Heinrich, we're very grateful for your time. We know you're exceptionally busy. We thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.